So when we chant the holy names, is it that Krishna who is inside comes out and then there is illumination, or is it that we call out Krishna so Krishna comes from outside to inside? Yeah.
See, when we talk about Krishna in his various manifestations, they are non-different. So Krishna as the super soul in the heart and Krishna as the holy name, both of them are non-different. But it is that at different times in our spiritual life, we may feel more connected with a particular manifestation. It's like, say, if we are doing kirtan in front of deities. So we may have different options. We may just look, behold the deities, keep our eyes open and try to focus on the deities. Another option could be, I just close my eyes and just focus on the sound of the holy name. Both are perfectly okay. The point is, I have to remember Krishna. So whether I remember Krishna when he's manifesting as the holy name, the sound of the holy name, or whether he's manifesting as the deity and I am calling out to the deities through the holy names or by uttering the holy names. So yena kena prakarena mana Krishna niveshayate. So however we can fix the mind in Krishna, that is fine. So it also depends on how the process begins. That depends on our level of consciousness. So it may be that the chanting can be an expression of our awareness of Krishna's presence. Or the chanting can be a call to invoke Krishna's presence. That means, say, you know, I internally remember Krishna. I remember some past time, I feel some emotion, and then I call out Krishna. So that is, the chanting is an expression of my awareness of Krishna's presence. Or it could be that actually I'm getting dragged by anxiety, I'm being dragged by desire. At that time I want to be rescued from it. So I call Krishna. So there I'm not feeling Krishna's presence right now, but I'm calling out. So that I invoke Krishna's presence. So it can work both ways. So if I already am feeling bhakti in my heart and then I call out Krishna's names, so it is more like the presence I am expressing already. My awareness of my presence I am expressing. But there can be other times when I am actually calling out for Krishna to make his presence felt to us. So that's why chanting, it is said, is both a prayer and the fulfillment of the prayer. Chanting is a prayer in the sense that we are calling out to Krishna. But Krishna is non-different from his holy name. So I call out to Krishna and then Krishna comes as his holy name. And that means the prayer is fulfilled over there. So chanting is both a prayer, which is a call for Krishna, and it is also the fulfillment of the prayer. Because chanting brings us in the presence of Nama Prabhu, the holy name, which is a manifestation of Krishna. So then it depends on our consciousness whether when we are experiencing Krishna. Is it we experience Krishna and call out the holy name, or we call out and we experience Krishna through that? So both ways are possible. The important thing is to not get too caught in hair splitting kind of analysis and focus on remembering Krishna. So whichever way it works out, that is perfectly fine.
I was thinking like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it seems like